Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
Oh, it is a good morning. It's beautiful. We're at Manor Valley Golf Course. Fan Open, presented by Bowser Chevrolet, benefits the Gino Filippone Memorial Scholarship. Thanks to Corona Premier, Iron Rock Tap House, and Piatta Italian Street Food for helping out with food and beverage today. And my, what a day it's going to be. Why don't you hit us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit us online, South Hills. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. We're having a wonderful day. Again, it's just getting started. We're at Manor Valley for the Fan Open. Hotline's open. Hit us there. Presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. A good morning to everyone. We are going to have just an incredible day playing golf. All that said, yesterday, Evergreen tweet, Evergreen statement, Pony's out of his mind. He's out of his mind. And I got to start here today. We do have to start here because I can't take it. I can't take it. Andrew Filippone, I don't know if it's a put on, but I'm starting to think he really feels this way. And it is a good discussion point, but he's out of his mind. He tweeted, "I've never seen the Steelers disrespect a player that's still on their roster more than Mason Rudolph." It's got to be a put on, right? Or, again, maybe it's not because it's Pony. Mason Rudolph's been paid $8.9 million since 2018. He had a chance to be their starter post-Ben, and maybe Ben wouldn't have come back for that last year if Mason Rudolph would have grasped controls of being the starter. Also, his black coach went on national TV and vehemently denied claims a black player made that Rudolph was racist. He had his back. The organization had his back. Frankly, I don't know if anybody has had more respect from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I guess this comes from Ogunjobi being signed and a guy that pushed him down at one point in time. But there is a real conversation here. And Doug Whaley spoke to it yesterday.
Right.
Guys will just get on with it. They'll move along with it. They'll go ahead and forget about it. It happens in the heat of battle, yada, 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 all that stuff. Is there something else that the Steelers owe Mason Rudolph here that I'm missing?
No. I mean, look, and I've mentioned it before, one of the biggest Mason Rudolph stands out there. I still don't like the fact that they pulled him when they did and went to Duck Hodges. But, that's so far in the past now, it's not even worth relitigating that argument. It's if you're talking about the signing of Larry Ogunjobi as a point of disrespect toward Mason Rudolph, what are we doing? I mean, look. Larry Ogunjobi could have gotten into an altercation years ago with Ben Roethlisberger, and Roethlisberger could still be your quarterback. If Larry Ogunjobi can help your defense, you sign the dude. Like, if remember when Richard Seymour went after Ben years ago, right? Right after he signed with the Raiders, if Richard Seymour at his peak had become available for the Steelers to acquire at that point, and they needed a defensive lineman of his ilk, you still would have gone after him,
right?
Despite the fact that he once went after Ben Roethlisberger, because this is a business.
Yeah, you know what I learned in all of this is it's on a different scale than the Cleveland Browns, of course, who went and signed a quarterback, but it was pretty much toxic to everyone in the NFL. But with Mason Rudolph and with getting Ogunjobi and with what you're doing with Mitch Trubisky right now and with drafting Kenny Pickett, and look, I don't want to sound like the afternoon team and just talk about the quarterback all the time, but with this situation right now, this is simply, and it's accentuated by the Ogunjobi thing for any fan that asked any question about it, you are just like everybody else and you should be just like everybody else. Do all you can to win football games, barring signing Charles Manson. And if Charles Manson could tackle people and fill that three gap, maybe you think about signing him too. Like, that's where you have to be in this current NFL. There are no feelings anymore.
Isn't
it? It just doesn't.
Isn't Mason Rudolph, sorry, Chris, isn't Mason Rudolph closer really on this roster to being Brian St. Pierre than he is to being the starting quarterback anyhow? I mean,
or someone whose feelings anyone should care about.
Why would you give a rip about what Mason Rudolph thinks whenever Larry Ogunjobi's on the market? And what has he ever done to earn more than he's already gotten? He's had opportunities to start. He tied the Lions last year, for God's sakes.
Right.
I hate to react to someone else's hot take, but I respect Andrew a great deal. I don't think this. I know it. He's an incredible radio talent. He's so captivating. I listen to him and I go, I wish I was as good as him on radio. I do all the time. Andrew is spectacularly talented. But that take, it's just got to be a put on. It has to be. Because I searched and I thought about this overnight. And I thought about it preparing for the show today. Is there a sense of peace that needs to be brought forward, or an olive branch or whatever, from the people of Pittsburgh or the organization or something? When you read that statement, you go, man, maybe we did this guy dirty. Maybe the city owes more to – I just can't find it.
They signed a guy and they drafted a guy, and he's still number two on the depth chart. I don't know what more, to Adam's point, as you just laid it out, I don't know what more that is owed him. And again, I've been a fan of Mason Rudolph through all the ups and downs and the face mask and Earl Thomas and the helmet and Myles Garrett and all that, broken golf carts, things of that nature. I've been a fan, but like, he's been given an opportunity, and to say he's being, this is the part that the kicker for me is tying the Ogunjobi signing
right to
some level of disrespect for Mason Rudolph. The last thing Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin thought about when they thought about signing Larry Ogunjobi was, oh, remember he was involved in the Garrett thing with Mason. Okay, well, you know what? We need a defensive lineman. Sign him anyway. We're not worried about it. They can figure it out.
Adam, might I ask you a question? Do you think that Mason Rudolph in some weird stratosphere and vortex will always be, it was the worst thing ever for him that they mentioned they had a first-round grade on him?
Oh, it was unfair to him, and it also didn't put them in a situation where they were going to look good any more than 5 minutes. All that does is make you look good on draft day because you took a quarterback that now people say, oh, well, they liked him a lot. After draft day, there's nothing but bad that can happen there, honestly. And it's the same thing as it relates to Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph, he wasn't looked at as a first-round draft pick, obviously. Guy's got lead feet. It wasn't fair to Mason then. It's a lot like, Joey Porter. He did something with us a while back during the NFL draft where I forget who the player was, but said, oh, this guy's a great run defender. He can really set the edge. You should probably tamp it down on draft day as opposed to pumping up, I would say.
Right.
Well, I also think, though, like you can pump up when you're explaining to a fan base why you drafted a quarterback when your starting quarterback and franchise is complaining about the quarterback being drafted instead of other pieces. You can defend that pick, and I think they did fine to defend that pick. They really liked Mason Rudolph. They thought they got good value when they drafted him. But to bring it back to the disrespect angle here, they gave him opportunities. Again, I don't think the way he was handled with Hodges and all of that season, I don't think was handled correctly by Mike Tomlin. But we're past that point. He's had opportunities since then and did not grasp them. So he's still on the roster. He's still listed ahead of Kenny Pickett on the depth chart. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he's being disrespected by Larry Ogunjobi being signed.
You can text us all about this and everything else. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I remind you something that I'm addicted to when it comes on television. You know those things that you can't look away, car wreck style, and this isn't a bad thing like a car wreck. It's a very good thing. One thing I can't help myself to watch, and it was on TV, and it had nothing or maybe a little to do with Jamie Little, who I think is spectacular on television. She does NASCAR. She does a bunch of other things. She's really, really good. But it was only a little bit to do with her. I was watching. I can't stop watching whenever a dog show comes on. Westminster Kennel Club thing was on the other night, last night I guess it was. The dog show is one of those things. This happens with the NFL Combine, but the dog show is there too, where I say to myself, all right, I flip through the channels, and it could be the Westminster Kennel Club one or the one in Madison Square Garden, whatever. It'll come on, and I'll say, I'm going to watch 2 minutes of this. This is starting to be fascinating. 90 minutes later, I am 1 zillion, I don't own a dog. I am 1 zillion percent invested in it. to the point in which I need to know. I will go and research it on the internet. I will find out about the owners. I will be looking up, you know, West Highland Terriers, everything else. Maybe I'm a weirdo. Dog shows on television, not the ones where the dog runs and does obstacle courses. I'm talking about, like, best in show, like right. that movie. That they do it for me.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know. And then the guy points, like, you come out of line. You're in. You're in the
come on down.
Yeah, you come over here. You, all you other schmucks, you just parade off behind the curtain. You didn't make it in the final.
I just look at these dogs and I wonder, like, how real they are. When they go home, do they, like, curl up on the couch next to their owners? Do they fetch their slippers or stuff like, or are they just like showpieces?
No, I think you know they're pompous. I mean? Like, I think those dogs, yeah. Mac, I think they know how big of stars they are. I think they're jackasses. They want to be tended to hand and foot. They're not man's best friend. They want you, the man, to be the servant.
Yeah, I agree. I think they know, like, if there's another dog who lives in their home, they know that, well, they're the big dog, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I think that does happen. But those in the way that it's presented on television, the way that there's this certain amount of, and it's unapologetic hubris. The people who bring it to you, the announcers, the color commentators, the people who are experts in this, they feel like they're in the garden club. When they dress down, they wear polo stuff.
Yeah,
like they would never be caught dead not matching. They don't even own sweatpants. Like, these people are better than you, and I like it that they don't come off the shtick.
It's fascinating to me, too, that this is now airing on a sports network.
Yes.
Like, for years, people would get mad because it would preempt Monday Night Raw or whatever on USA. At least that was, you know, a random channel, like random basic cable channel. But it's on FS1 now?
Yes, I love it. I'm watching, and then there's the big dogs, and they don't call them that. They're like something bred this or
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But large breed.
Yeah, they're as big as horses. And then there's these little guys that all print, and their hair is just perfect. I mean, their hair looks like, I don't even, Ralph Iannotti at one point before, you know what I'm saying. and it is, it's so, so good. It really is. I don't know. I know
I'm weird.
The
ratings are always huge, though.
Gigantic.
It's like the spelling bee. I don't get why the spelling bee is so big, too. The spelling bee and the dog show, I don't get why they're so huge. Is it because they're those kind of things that we only see at random points in the year, and then all of a sudden we come across it, and we're like, ah, yeah.
I think they're relatable. The spelling bee is relatable because people say all the time, can I beat this 7th grade kid who is so smart, there's no way he's smarter than me. Oh, again, this year, yes, he is. That happens. And then there's so many people who own dogs or love dogs.
Right.
And they say, this dog really isn't more beautiful than mine. Well, yeah, he actually is. But I would never admit that to my dog. And so they watch it for that.
I'm going to admit that. You know what I'm going to do? Is it still on tonight?
I think it might be.
I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to look at my dog, our little froofy, fluffy Shih Tzu, Bichon, whatever it is. I'm going to say, Luna, you know what? That dog's better than you.
Better than you, right? Or at least
I can't wait to demean my dog.
She already
anyway,
knows.
Anyway, the dog show.
Yeah,
the dog
that's true.
Show. Take it or flush it. Coming up next, we get into that. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We are out here, Fan Open, Manor Valley. We're going to have – it is just like a perfect day for a golf outing. I know that. And it's a perfect day for you to get in touch with Armstrong Comfort Solutions if things aren't going well. You need to make sure that your air conditioner is working. Armstrong Comfort Solutions will be in your house. They'll get it done. They'll make sure, well, it is working. And they'll do it cost-effective, right? Free analysis and estimate will happen for you. They'll beat any competitor's written quote. Ensure the best deal to make that happen. Give them a call today. Call Armstrong Comfort Solutions or visit armstrongcomfort.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Fan open. We're here. I just saw Ron Dunmeyer, our guy. He's
good dude.
Oh, loud shorts, big swing. if he could play his own ball today, maybe win. Maybe win. He's that good. So we are out here. Manor Valley Golf Course Fan Open presented by Bowser Chevrolet. Benefits the Gino Filippone Memorial Scholarship. Corona Premier, Iron Rock Tap House, Piatta Italian Street Food. They help us out with everything today. And we're just going to have a spectacular time. I know that. Why don't we hit our take it or flush it segment.
And now it's time for take it or flush it. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right. Mr. Crowley, why don't you go first? Take it or flush it.
One bowl of cereal. Can you do it? I've never in my life been able to do just one bowl of cereal. It's always two or more.
Oh, see? I will absolutely take it. It's actually part of my routine. Sunday mornings, I only eat cereal one day a week for some reason because, you know, I'm a man of just habit. I do the same stuff all the time, every day, every time, every week. On Sundays, I don't know why I've gotten into this thing. One bowl of cereal with what is that kind of milk? Almond milk?
Oh, yeah.
Almond milk.
I'm a big
and one
almond
bowl
milk
of cereal
guy.
With a cut-up banana in it. That's my Sunday breakfast. So, yes, I can do one bowl.
No, flush it. I can never stick to just one bowl. I always have milk left over, so then I put a little more cereal in there, but then it's too much cereal for the milk, so I pour more milk in, and I just have a full-fledged second bowl. That's the way it always goes, Adam.
Me too.
All right. What do you got, Chris? Take it or flush it?
Take it or flush it. I did this morning before I left the house. Trying to sync up the clocks that need to be reset after the power goes out. Take it or flush it, syncing the clocks.
I will flush it, and I'll tell you why. The clock that is my alarm clock is 4 minutes or 5 minutes ahead of the other clock, so I don't have to sync them up. But I do have to sync them up in so much as I have to sync it up 4 or 5 minutes ahead.
Right.
So I do that. Then all the other ones, I think my alarm clock, though, is the only one that doesn't reset itself.
Right.
They're all like come down and they just, it goes on and it goes real fast when the power
it speeds
comes
up.
Back on.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes,
yeah.
Brrr, and it goes through all
like
the numbers.
Like you're a time machine.
Yes. And then all of a sudden it stops for what time it is. So it's gotten out of my world having to reset clocks, except the microwave. But my kids are still at the age where they think that they're helping out and it's a cool thing and chores aren't a bad thing. So they fight to try to see who will reset the microwave. So I let them do that. I don't even know what time. The power didn't go out last night. They could set it 7 hours ahead and I wouldn't know. I just go, oh, go ahead, because I don't have to do it. So, yeah, that's fine.
Adam, your house, everything in sync?
No, it's not in sync. I have my time. She has her time. I also let her set the time because I just don't feel like getting around to it and learning how to do it. So I'll flush it.
Okay.
All right. Take it or flush it, guys. Is this hard to describe? You'll know what I'm talking about. Men's slip-on canvas summer shoes. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly.
Those,
what
like, boatish. They've replaced dock sides, kind of.
Ron, who you mentioned.
Yes.
Just had a pair on.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. I saw a bunch of these in the beach stores down in. I can't even remember where the hell we were last week. Siesta. Mm-hmm. I saw a bunch of them. And I'm thinking about going in on a pair. I think I'm going to end up taking them by the end of the summer.
Yep, I'll take them.
Took them. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take them. I look at them, and I think they got to smell better than those boat shoes. Those boat shoes you wear with bare feet, they smell so freaking bad. So I'm in.
I think I like flip-flops better than those. But those alleviate the sunburn on the top of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I had them maybe 8 years ago or so for a summer. They were good. But when they get wet, it's like wet dog.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah, because that stench will stick around forever.
Yeah, but they're good. They are good. Those kind of. There's a bunch of different people who make them, like, you know, all the surf companies and different things. So I'm on the fence about maybe getting another pair, but I like tennis shoes and then I like flip flops. So, but they're hot. If you just owned those and had the patent to those and were able to just make the money off of those slip-on men's canvas summer shoes, man, you can't walk around a beach town and not see.
No, they're everywhere.
Gazillion
An
guys
entire wall in one store was just nothing but those things.
For sure. All right, that's take it or flush it. Listen, 93. Yeah, thank you. 93.7 The Fan. That's us. We've got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Pirates kids games. One game Sunday, July 3rd. Free shuttle ride, Gateway Clipper. Your child will get the ride in the captain's seat. Your child's name recognized. Fan leadoff show. Listen Friday morning. That's tomorrow. And call in for your chance to win. And on that note, I need to yield to Adam.
Yes, thank you, Colin. I appreciate that, my friend. I'm here for American Natural. You headed to the pool or baseball field this weekend with the kids. American Natural's got the whole family covered, baby, from pizzas to tacos to kids' turkey sandwiches on white bread. American Natural's got great meals the whole family will love. And healthy snacks on the go, like packs of carrots, celery with ranch, whole bananas, string cheese, pints of Turner's chocolate milk. And if your weekend plans include hitting the grill, get all your last-minute barbecue needs at American Natural. They're always stocked with propane and charcoal. The coolest varieties of chips and snacks to nosh on while grilling and getting that stuff fired up. They got Mancini's rolls, dips, and spreads. And who doesn't love that Mancini's zesty red pepper spread? They've got all your favorite sodas and drinks like Turner's Premium Iced Tea. And don't forget the extra ice and coolers. They've got those too at American Natural. Just go there because I told you to go there. American Natural Cranberry on Sheridan Drive in Mars. American Natural Valencia on Adair Avenue in Valencia.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, tease for later in the show is we're at the Fan Open, Manor Valley. It's absolutely great. what I just texted Jim and said, whatever time you get here, you should come on with us.
Agreed.
A Jim Colony segment. So that is teased for later in the show. If that doesn't give you reason to listen for the whole show. Now, Jim might be here in 12 minutes. He might be here at 9:48 for the 10 o'clock tee time. I don't know.
Any
I don't
time
know.
In between.
But whatever time Jim gets here, he will be, if it's up to him, and he'll say yes. Whatever time he gets here, the plan is to put Jim on for at least a segment because we got to catch up with Jim. Because he's gone. He's disappeared in his retirement.
He's ghosted us, yeah.
He's ghosted everyone. So that being said, Colony at some point in time. Jeff Hathorn at 7:30, he joins. Jordan Schultz, he's breaking a bunch of news. He just broke news again yesterday, right, Crowley?
Yeah, he broke the Gronkowski news.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll talk to him about that coming up at about 8:30 today. And no energy, Nick Costas, he joins coming up at 9 o'clock. Nick Costas, Insider Calls, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily special. See what unique bet types are waiting for you at Bet Rivers. Speaking of betting, tell me, you brought this to my attention, Adam. You did. Tell me about this bet that is an absolute flush down the toilet bet. I can't think of a way to make a donation to the sportsbook any more way than to make this bet. Briefly, tell me the bet.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin, a lot of sports books, is 16-1 to be the first head coach fired, which is really kind of lurking around the top 10. It's an absolute joke. Mike Tomlin ain't getting fired this year. Go ahead. He ain't going to do anything off the field, right? There's no way. Mike Tomlin ain't getting fired this year. Don't waste your money, folks.
If you want to find a bet that is a donation, it's the Mike Tomlin bet. But it did bring into focus for me, at least. Okay, you say, okay, how do you take something and then mold it into a topic that is a real topic? Mike Tomlin's closer to the end than the beginning. He will never, I don't think, get fired. Should he? Maybe if something bad happens? Yeah. But I don't think he ever will. So how does it end with Mike Tomlin? I've thought about that because we just saw it end sort of, I don't want to say unceremoniously with Kevin Colbert, but right now Omar Khan's already making moves. It was like, Kevin Colbert will be the general manager forever. And then one day you wake up and he just isn't. And it ended very good for Kevin Colbert. He was able to kind of go out on his own terms, year by year contracts, and then bang, he's not the GM anymore. So with Mike Tomlin, does it end with, I don't think it's a transgression off the field. I don't think he gets fired for losing. I don't think it's one of those retirement, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Bruce Arians retirements. Is it just headed for, like it's always been, that Mike Tomlin's going to retire on his own?
Yeah, I think you give him another 10 or 15 years in the job.
It's crazy.
I think he'll be here as long as he wants to be here. Like you said, unless something radical happens, whether it be off the field or even on the field. Like they go 1-15 for a couple of consecutive years somehow. I could maybe see some accountability there. But, no, he's not going anywhere. He'll at some point, he will decide that he has had enough coaching ball, but he's the ultimate ball coach. He wants to coach football. He wants to be around football. He wants to be around the guys. And I think as long as he has that desire, he'll continue. If he has that desire until he's 75, he'll keep coaching until he's 75.
Yeah, I think he's going to be like a Supreme Court justice here, and I would imagine it's going to be a lot like what we just saw happen with Kevin Colbert, unless, of course, he leaves for LSU or USC.
Yes, right?
Good point.
Which happened on our show, by the way. But it got us a lot of run, so we appreciate
Thank you,
that,
Doug.
Doug Whaley. But, yeah, I just – anytime I think about this, because you think of there are coaches on the hot seat or potentially on the hot seat. There are coaches there two bad seasons away. What haven't we seen with Mike Tomlin? You know, it seems like – and this does nothing for me, never had a losing season – it does something in that Steeler office.
Does something around the league.
Yes.
Around the entire sporting universe. You saw the way it was brought up during that chat he had with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder and Fred Taylor. Channing Crowder brought it up. People around the league do care about that. That is an important thing to consider for a lot of people. Now, again, our standards are different here. You want to talk about the standard is the standard. Our standard is we want to see the Steelers competing for Super Bowl championships. And so every year that doesn't happen. Every year there's no single victory in the playoffs, especially in years where you should win, Jacksonville. Then we're going to be mad. And that's fine.
So this just ends with a gray hair. You know, he's 50 years old. It may be 10 more years. At 60, he just goes, all right, we're empty nesters now. It's myself and my wife. And you know what? we're good. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to buy that house in Florida or wherever. I'm out of here, and I'm going to walk away on my own terms.
You know what I think it'll be? I think it'll be at some point where he stops being where he can no longer sort of relate or identify with the generation of players coming up. I still think he can relate because he's good at it, to be honest. He's good at relating with and identifying
but
with players.
But if he can identify right now with guys that are 26, 27, oftentimes 30 years younger than him,
right.
If he can do that, what's going to stop him from identifying with guys that are 40 years younger?
I don't know. But if that's the only thing I'm saying that I could see sort of slowly pushing him away from the desire to be around guys and coach them.
Just being around him at training camp, the way that he coaches defensive backs, the way he's talking to his running backs, the way he talks at rookie camp, he loves it. He has not lost an ounce of his passion for this that he had when he came in 2007. And I don't think until that starts to wane that he would even consider retiring. I could see him doing this until he's 70.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating that there's no – you don't even see near the end of the tunnel. You wonder if you're even in the middle of it. By age, you have to be. Mm-hmm. But it's – To see that bet on the board is the most it is flushing your money down the toilet.
Yeah, the odds cannot possibly be long enough.
No, and it's 16-1. They're ludicrous.
It could be infinity to one.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. You could promise me every last dollar in the world if it comes home that he's the first coach to get fired this year. I would still not make that bet because, like you said, I don't think he's even at the halfway point of his tenure as Steelers head coach. It's what, we're 15 years in now?
Right.
So I honestly think I could see him going, Crowley mentioned 70, until he's like 70, even 75, and he's one of those guys who you look back on and he's been a head coach in the NFL for what will be then 40 years.
See, I think he only goes 10 more. And I think he wants to live his life, and he has greater things, not greater things, but other things outside of football. I think he makes it an even 25 years and says, all right, I'm good. I got a lot of life left to live. I want to do other things. It's fascinating, fascinating to me how it all ends. And hopefully, you know, a guy catches a lot of flack, a lot more here in town locally than he does nationally. I hope it all, and I hope he wins 5 more titles. I really do. I hope because I do think he's a really great coach.
That's the question, actually. Like, what is the expectation? If he coaches for another 10 years,
right.
Okay, as you
two threw Super out the, Bowls.
Two?
Yes.
And you'll consider it a successful?
He's a success right now if he walks away. He's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But the last 8 years have not been the level at which I think he would even admit.
Could he do anything in the next 10 years to stem the tide from even his harshest critics, I guess?
A couple Super Bowls.
You think?
Yes, because now it's the time really starts now for a lot of people because he doesn't have a Hall of Fame quarterback. What kind of coach are you? And I think that for a lot of people, he needs to validate his coaching acumen and not his locker room acumen. What kind of coach are you? Lots more to get into. Top of the hour. Listen, what is in our DNA about a certain behavior at a golf course? Well, what is it? Crowley was dying laughing when I brought this up to him earlier today. Just dying laughing. And I'm going to bring it up to you coming up at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Twitter poll. And then, man, one of the good ones is gone. This was terrible news yesterday. We talk all about that coming up next here, Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Fan open. We're out here. It's a beautiful day. The fog is actually just burned off in the last 12, 15 minutes or so. You can see all the way down the first fairway, which we're situated just behind. Get out and see us if you're in the area. Stop by and say hello. You don't need to be playing. Just stop by and say hello. But for all those guys playing, it's going to be, as you're headed out here right now, it's going to be just a fantastic, fantastic day of golf and fun and food and beverage and all that kind of stuff. Why don't we get moving right now with our Twitter poll? Let's go. All right, daily Twitter poll. This from yesterday. Here are the results. Rob Gronkowski, will he stay retired forever? That was the question yesterday. 58.9% of you say, yep, it's over. He's done. He's finished. He will stay retired forever. 41.1% of the respondents say, nope, he will be back. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote whenever you get an opportunity. Again, at Fan Morning Show, that's our Twitter handle. Will O'Neal Cruz win Rookie of the Year? 81.6% of you say no. 18.4% of you say yes. Does that surprise you guys? Do you think it would be more?
No, because I think there's a general sort of doubt. Aspersions of doubt casted towards the Pirates, regardless of how much fun we're having with O'Neal Cruz. And it is limited sample size. But, you know, you look around the rest of the National League, are there any rookies that are lighting it up? I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody with the talent of Cruz. So it's not necessarily crazy.
Jack Sawinski, maybe people think he's the guy.
Yeah, I don't know if he will win it. I think he's a long shot a little bit, but I thought more people, to this point at least, would vote, especially here in Pittsburgh, that he would win it. All right, lost a really good one yesterday. Tony Siragusa, 55 years old. Play this clip because it's kind of funny in so much as people remember him as this big, gregarious, lighthearted, fun guy. Crowley, play it.
You know, one time, you know, Marino one time, I hit him low one time, I got a flag, and his mom called me the next day, and I was like, you can't have your mom call me, man. And say, I thought you and Danny were friends. Yeah, dude.
So, you know, for the people who are like younger fans, right, and Pitt fans maybe, or just fans of football, but especially Pitt fans, Kenny Pickett and these guys, they had you captivated this last year. And Pitt went on a run, and Pitt has gotten better at football. But I think back to when I was like 10, 11 years old. Keep in mind there was no internet, all right? And they played at Pitt Stadium. It was different. You had to go to games or watch them on television. You didn't follow them or get the real hard newspaper. But Siragusa, along with Ironhead and Spindler and Stepnoski and Ricketts and Grossman and Christie and Caliguire and Keith Hamilton and Lewis Riddick and McDonald and Zeke Gatson and Van Pelt and all those guys, they were football heroes in this town. It was after the Marino years, but it was a time in which those guys, and especially guys like Siragusa and Stepnoski and Grossman and Christie, they were mean, they were nasty, they were tough. The turf was essentially just
green
cement
concrete.
Yes, cement painted green. And to go to Pitt Stadium, it was a Spartan experience on those bleachers, and you took a leak in a trough, and the students were just drunk out of their mind. And you walked up Cardiac Hill, and you went in there, and it was college football. And at the time, you saw Syracuse and Notre Dame and West Virginia and Boston College and those, and BYU, Miami. I think, even made a trip in here at one time. And you saw Miami, and you saw a team. You saw all the teams. Mm-hmm. And Siragusa was right in the middle of it. Pitt was still among the elite. It was frittering out from the Marino days and stuff, but they were still among the elite. And to go there was an experience. And he was, and again, I don't want to sound like a walk uphill both ways kind of guy, but I was 10, 11 years old, and Saragusa was among those football heroes.
Well,
and to get the news yesterday that he died is like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, way too young too. And not growing up as much of a Pitt fan as you were. What hits for me when I think about Tony Saragusa, above and beyond his ability both in college and in the NFL, is he didn't change broadcasting when he got into the game, but he became one of those guys who was as valuable, as much as people hammered him about it late in his career, one of those guys who was as much fun because of his personality and the character that he was, as much as the insight that he brought. You know, Daryl Johnston could sit there and tell you why this guy should have blocked that guy, or this guy should have leveraged this route differently in his coverage. Goose was going to tell you why the people in the black hole were crazy, but he was standing there talking to him anyway. And that was something, he was always fun in that way. And that's what, I guess, that sort of second act of his career when he was a broadcaster will stick with me.
Yeah, and I think had he been born a little bit earlier, the money that guy could have made in the radio, podcasting, self-promotional kind of field would have been astronomical, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was just, the transformation to him as a talent, like you guys pointed out, but to remember him as a player, I knew somebody and would go down with, like, the ball boys and stuff, and to walk in to Pitt Stadium through the garages, there was a big garage, and he went through, and there was these rubber basketball courts that were down in the catacombs of Pitt Stadium, but if you walked into, like, the area where they loaded the trucks and stuff, and it was just a gigantic garage, and you walk in, and then this huge green turf that you walked in, you were in the middle of this urban just cement, and then you're like, wow, this is a football stadium. And to see those Saragusa, and those guys didn't care how they looked. They had their shirt rolled up and their big fat bellies hanging out and their wrists taped up and they were bloody. And the game was violent. I mean, that college football game at that time was violent. And, man, Saragusa is just burned into my memory as like a 10 or 11-year-old kid with his belly hanging out. And Grossman was gigantic. And Chirpak was out there playing and those guys. And, man, just to see Saragusa go is it's a tough one to swallow. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Now's the time to get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it Sun Chevrolet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.